We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's talk to Chris Mullin, Hall of Famer. It's as simple as that. That's the easiest way to introduce him. Molly, how you doing? What's going on, man?
Matt, how you doing, bud? What's going on, bud?
Doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. And let me just ask you this. When the Warriors don't have Kevin Durant, how do they have to play, or how differently are they of a team as when they do have Kevin Durant?
Well, I mean, look, especially this playoff series in his entire career, KD's been one of the top players in the league. This postseason, scoring almost 40 a game. Of course, they're going to miss that. The good thing the Warriors have going for them, they have that championship DNA. They got, you know, guys that have been through every situation that's going to be thrown at them. I think another good thing is they're playing a team in Houston that plays small, so they can match up physically. I think tonight's game, obviously, Steph and Klay going to have above average games, even for them, and they're going to have to find one or two other guys to probably play a little bit above their averages.
I want to ask you just about the way the Rockets play, Molly, because you obviously like the ball movement, spreading the floor, backdoor, all that kind of stuff. Are you surprised that a team has come this far? And I'm talking about last year, too. I mean, without the Warriors, who knows? Maybe they win it. That a team can be this successful playing the way the Rockets do, where they just let one guy handle it and make a play for one of the four other guys?
Yeah, I'm totally surprised, Matt. As I watch it, it's almost everything opposite that I was taught on how to play the game, not only individually, but definitely as a team. Get everyone involved, where screening and passing, making extra pass, being dangerous without the ball is important. But they're an analytically driven team. We all know that. More so than any team we've seen in NBA history. So they go by the numbers. So they're going to have Chris Paul or Kevin or James Harden handle that ball pretty much the whole shot clock and get a one-on-one matchup that they like, break them down off the dribble. And those other guys are just spread out along outside the three-point line in designated areas, and the ball's thrown to them. They got to catch and shoot. It's a weird way, but they've made it work. The other thing that's pretty fascinating, Matt, is, you know, Mike D'Antoni's played a lot of different styles over the course of his coaching career.
Yeah.
And I thought he was a little bit more like Nelly. Like, he, you know, Steve Nash, look, he did dominate the ball, but Steve also liked to give it up and get it back, and there's a little bit more player movement. I think the analytical part that got thrown into the system, Mike's adjusted to that as well. I'm not quite sure he's into every part of that, but they've made it work, and it's worked really, really well. So as I sit there, I do say, wow, this is a weird way to play, or maybe not the right way to play. But yet here they are again, right in the thick of it, and giving themselves a great chance to win tonight.
Chris, I couldn't wait to ask you this question. You're a Hall of Famer. You played the game at a high level. And as you know, the Warriors, before Kevin Durant, had an identity. They were champions. And as great as Durant has been, he's earned it. You know, he kind of, if I could say it, took over a little bit. And it was great to watch. But now he's out. And I want to ask you again, as a Hall of Famer, do you think the Steph, Klay, and Dre, and Iggy say to themselves, you know what, we got to remind everybody we can still do it? And if so, does that mean anything at the end of the day, or is it just about executing and getting the job done?
No, Guru, I think that's a big part of tonight. And I mentioned that earlier when I first came on, was these guys have been through everything. They've come through in the clutch. You're talking about Andre Iguodala, who's a finals MVP. Steph, back-to-back, the only back-to-back consensus MVP. Klay, you know, besides Steph, the greatest shooter we've seen in the league. Draymond will walk on the floor and have a triple-double title or somewhere close to that. So that's a huge part of tonight, but it's about doing it tonight, right? That was all those different things happen in the past. It's nice to draw back on, but they need those performances tonight. I think they need all four of those guys to have that type of performance you're talking about. They need to have that tonight. And then Kevon Looney or whoever that other player is, step up, take a few extra rebounds. Don't give Houston extra possessions with offensive rebounds. Make some hustle plays, win some 50-50 balls. And I think just like every game has come down into this year, it'll come down to one or two possession game at the end of the game.
Chris Mullin, Hall of Famer, joining us. I want to ask you about people are saying, well, who has more pressure, Chris Paul or James Harden? Did you feel pressure when you were playing? And if you felt it, how does it manifest itself?
Well, I think tonight clearly the pressure's on Houston. They lose, it's over. So that is what it is. But I think, Matt, you know, when you get to a certain level, and it's not a saying, I think you get lost in the preparation. That's what I do. I knew what my assignment was. There's a lot that goes into getting your body and mind right. And by the time the game comes and starts, you're just locked in on playing. So I think the days leading up to it, you know, when you fly in and you're in your hotel room sitting around, you're a little anxious and you're maybe overthinking the process, how things are going to unfold. You always like to visualize how the game's going to unfold. But once the ball goes up, that thing is it unfolds on itself. And that's why I think the Warriors have an advantage. And that's all those players we talked about, Draymond, Andre, Steph and Clay, on down the line. They've seen everything. So I think they'll be comfortable. It's about getting that performance to the highest level tonight. Because, look, I think they're going to win the series in Game 7. But they have a great chance tonight. And I think, and Guru, you mentioned, I think that in the back of their mind, they want to win this for each other. It's not so much without Kevin. It's not so much we're going to prove. They just want to do it for themselves. The guys that have been together, for these 4 or 5 years, Let's do it for ourselves, man. We're on the road. It's us against the world. But it's going to take a really, really extra extra great performance tonight.
Mully, I love it. Now, before the fourth quarter last game, Steph got hot. He had 16 points and brought him to victory. Can you tell us what you saw from him? Because I don't want to use the word slump, and that's way too strong, but he wasn't his normal self, you know, missing some bunnies or whatnot. What have you made of Steph this playoff run?
His performance has been a little bit up and down, but as an opponent, you know, I'm more concerned with him getting his shots up. Like, if he gets 20 to 25 field goal attempts, he's going to have a huge impact on the game. And I think they're going to come his way. Because when KD is hot, and you alluded to it earlier, it's always the balance of letting him take the game over and end it and keeping those other weapons involved and engaged in the game. You know, the one game where he got 45 or 46, quite frankly, I thought the rest of the team was struggling. It was a good time to go to KD, but then when he took the ball out of his hands, the rest of the team didn't have their rhythm. So tonight, look, and we all watch the Warriors. When they play great, and Matt, you said earlier, the ball's moving, there's good screening. So when Houston Rockets play their ISO ball and they run that shot clock down to 2 and 3 seconds, if the Warriors get a stop and a clean rebound, I think it's really important they get the ball up the floor quickly. They don't have to shoot quickly, but get into that motion. You know, when they drop the ball on the post to Draymond, they get to that split action. They get some nice, easy layups and then get those threes rolling. I think they just got to find their flow. If they get that, then I think they have a huge advantage because, in my mind, the small ball that they're going to be playing tonight, when the Warriors play at the highest level, there's no one better at than them.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Hey, Mully, thank you so much for joining us, man. Appreciate it.
I got one question, though.
Yeah.
You know, Guru, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What are you the guru of?
That is great. You know,
hey, Mully, remember Pete Franklin?
I love it.
Remember Pete Franklin way back in the day, the radio guy?
Did he hit the toilet bowl like?
Yeah, exactly. And he said, what do you think you are, Mully, some type of guru? And I called back the next day and thereafter, and I kind of just kept that moniker, man.
The great Pete Franklin gave it.
I wish I was home because I'd flush you down and tell him.
Hey, Mully, I want to, since you asked me that, I got a quick question. You coach my nephew, Brandon Lawrence, man, and they think highly of you. I appreciate it.
B-Law's a great kid, man, and he's a wonderful kid. From over there in San Lorenzo, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Moreau Catholic he went to from Union City, California. Yeah, small world.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mully.
Let's get a big win tonight. See you guys. Hey, Matt, see you on the call soon, buddy.
All right, man. Take care, buddy. Chris Mullin, Hall of Famer.
17.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.